Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show that's coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today. Giving her a little bit of a break, and I'm thrilled to be here with you, all of her listening base. For those that are not familiar with who I am, I have a show on Thursday mornings here at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, the Jen Royster Show. And I'm an intuitive counselor, energy healer, spiritual teacher. And today, I want to talk about the energy frequency of memories. So if you guys have any questions as I'm going along with this conversation today, please feel free to call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And like I said, this is an interesting topic because I've had a lot of experience with what I do now, but also what I was doing before for several years. About 10 years, I was an NMT, and that's working with the physical body. That's a neuromuscular acronym means. And it was a very interesting time. I saw a lot of things that were being held on the body with memories. And when we were learning how to do different modalities, and I worked specifically with athletes or stress and pain management. I wasn't the day spa fluffy stuff that, you know, you hear about. And that's a wonderful thing to go do. I'm not knocking that. That is an absolute beautiful thing you can do for yourself for relaxation. But what I'm talking about is how I was releasing with modalities they taught me in this field to, and it was releasing these memories, and people were unexpectedly sharing things that they hadn't thought of in years, and they didn't know what was going on. In that field, you're talking, you're studying the nervous system a lot more and how it relates to the body and the muscles because it's neuromuscular. And it was very interesting, this particular layer of the body that's just under the skin, it actually holds your skin on. It's called the myofascia layer. It's the fascia layer. And it's a connective tissue. It holds everything on. But this layer in particular, I want to share with you today because this layer was where I was finding emotional charged memories being held or stuck patterns. In this layer, we were working with patients that had fibromyalgia, and working in that layer was giving them relief. I'm not saying we're curing anybody. We were giving them relief. And it was a very interesting experience because sometimes these charges or these emotional releases were very unexpected. So there was a particular modality we were doing called myofascia release. And there's different techniques to that, but we are releasing and reshaping that particular layer. And if you can imagine a wetsuit that fits all over your entire body, I mean your head, your fingers, your toes, everything, everywhere. Your whole body is in this coating, and it's about four sizes too small. Just think how uncomfortable that would be. That's what happens. It tightens down. It tightens down. It's kind of like we shield up physically just trying to avoid. And this was where I was discovering all these energy patterns that were being trapped. I started to pursue it and search it more, and it really was pulling me in a direction to go full energy healing, like energy medicine, because I could see where this can be released. And one of those particular modalities that I was talking about with myofascia release was very effective in that. But massage is good for that. Exercise is good for that. Changing your thoughts is good for that. All these different things that we do can help. It's not just the one thing. But one time I remember this client, I had doctors and chiropractors and all kinds of different people that came to me, and different athletes and professional athletes that came to me. And this one in particular was a doctor, and he was fine, came in, was a great personality. We start doing this releasing. He had this huge flood of memories coming through. And I won't go into the details just to be private for him, but he started to release some very personal, traumatic experiences that he had had as a very young boy. And he was probably 50. And then all of a sudden he realized he had just shared this, and they said, "Wow, I apologize. I shouldn't have told you all that." And I didn't want him to feel like that. So if you're in this field, please know that when people are spontaneously sharing something with you, there's a responsibility to, you know, respect their privacy on that. So I do want to do that. But this was a huge release for this gentleman. And I want to talk about those memories a little bit, because there's positive memories and we also have negative memories. And when we have gone through traumatic experiences, or we've gone through a divorce, or we've gone through a financial crisis and we're trying to build up, and we've gone through something very hurtful or painful, or we had a loss, someone has passed away that we love, or different things like that, life can be kind of tough. And these patterns of how we respond in those memories, they can get caught in a cycle. And we know that sometimes it's PTSD, where it keeps repeating, or it doesn't even have to be that. It can be a mild case of it, or it could be depression, or it can be you're just not finding the joy anymore in life. There's a trapped energy that's holding you back. And I felt that with everything going on with everybody around the entire world and the different shifts and changes, I felt like this was a good opportunity to explain how you can release trapped memories. You don't have to keep them in there. A lot of people think, well, that's harder said than, you know, it's harder to do than it is to say. It will happen when you're ready to go there. It will happen when you're ready to take an initiative and an action toward that. But it also is about learning and understanding how it works and how your physical body will give you signs and messages about that. It will tell you in a million different ways. Memories are not, you know, memories that have an emotion attached to them, and maybe it's a negative emotion or it's a negative memory, you know, you're going to have this bad experience. That can have a charge that can cause a fear or afraid to move forward. It just locks you down. You're not going to want to go anywhere. And it relives it over and over. And even new spirit experiences seem to be the same one that you did way back in the day when it originally happened. And it's not the same one. I call these our dragons. I call them a dragon. You know, it's like you got to fight that dragon. And they can feel like they've gone. We can feel like we've taken care of it well. But if you have physical illnesses, or maybe you have tight muscles, or maybe you have a lot of headaches or different things with your body is trying to tell you where the energetic pattern is trapped. And it can tell you when you do your homework a little bit on that. And people like me do that. And you can go and find someone, or you can do the homework yourself. You find, okay, what is this trying to tell me? It's trying to show you a map, a message. This is what you can do to release it. And a lot of times you'll get ideas. You'll get ideas to try something new, and you'll talk yourself right out of it. Things like that. I want to hear about your experiences, or if there's something out there, if anybody's listening out there that has a resonance with what I'm saying and they want to know a little bit more, please feel free to call in. I want to give those numbers out again before we go to a break. That's 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. And for a couple of callers, we can do some energy reads of the energy field, and we can maybe pinpoint what your body is trying to tell you and what you've been struggling with and what you're trying to overcome and move forward with, what's holding you back. Things like this can be frustrating if you feel like you're repeating a pattern over and over and over again. It can be something that you always have. It's like, I've always had this problem with my neck, or I've always had this emotional outburst when I'm in a situation, you know, with a certain lineup of activity. You know, it just depends. Some people are overwhelmed in a crowd. We're not trying to say that there isn't a place for medical attention on any of these things we're talking about. I would never tell you that. Let's use common sense. We're not throwing that out the window. But what we can do is be proactive and heal from the inside and shift the energy pattern that caused it to begin with, so we don't have to keep repeating these patterns. So you're helping yourself, and you're also working with other medical doctors or maybe counselors that are helping you all the way around. Well, I'm not saying we're throwing that out. This is a very effective approach that I have seen a lot of success with in my practice, and I've been doing this for a while. I've used it with myself all the time. If there's anything going on, I stop dead in my tracks and I listen. It keeps it very much to a minimal. So I learned the hard way before I was realizing what was going on to listen at the slightest little hint before it escalates. When your body starts gently nudging you, stop then and listen when it's a little bit easier. Now, please do call in if you're out there and you want to know a little bit more. But when we come back, we're going to go into some of the examples of how the energy traps into your body with the memories and how we can find ways to release them. I'm Dr. Jen, and I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stanley each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimeLightRadio.com.
Okay, and we are back. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today. She's taking a little break, and you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show, so just so you're not confused out there, I'm Dr. Jen, and I'm from the Jen Royster Show that's on Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. But I'm happy to be here and be with her listeners and want to spread a little hope and encouragement here today. And we're talking about the energy frequency of your memories. If you want to call in, please do. We're doing some energy reads, and we're working on some of those issues that maybe you're having stumbling blocks with. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. And I'm Dr. Jen, filling in for Dr. Pat today. She'll be back. We're just here for the hour. But what I want to talk about is how the memories are holding patterns in your body and causing discomfort and pain. Because I know that you've heard from some of the many guests that we've had here on Transformation Talk Radio that your cells, all the way down to the cell level, has a consciousness. And if you look at research and science, they'll tell you that. They've done a lot of study on this. For me as an energy healer, this fascinates me because the energy of our thoughts, the energy of our emotions, the energy of intention affects our cells. The energy of the foods we eat, our exercise, the environment, everything affects our body. Our body is like an antenna, and it absorbs whatever it is surrounded by. So that's where, when we start to really understand, wow, what is my body living or tolerating, or what is it thriving in? What is helping my body flourish? You know, studies and research have shown that positive, optimistic outlook has definitely a huge impact, and then a negative one does too. So you have memories now that have a positive or a negative experience. I mean, we love those fond memories. They put smiles on our face. We have photographs, and we have photo albums, and we have journals where we write about it. Those are beautiful energies that you want to keep. And then we have the memories that we don't really want to keep, but we have memories. We don't want to lose our memory. There's a way you can work with that when it's a memory that's not so positive, is the way I'll put it. You can actually shift that by exploring what was it back in that day. Why, you know, I went through that. I didn't quite understand that challenge or what I was supposed to learn from that, but I could look at it now. It doesn't mean it's too late. You can look at it now and say, you know, what is it that I needed to learn from that? What can I take away from that memory so I can detach from it? Because if it's affecting you and it causes you to repeat cycles, maybe emotionally react too strongly in a relationship, or you seem to attract the same type of person that doesn't seem to be a good fit for you, or you keep repeating the same issues with finance or a job, things like that, you want to look at where you seem to be attached in the past. Because you can look at that, explore it, and stay detached. Like, look at it like it's a movie on a screen. It's not where you are right now. And you can say, well, okay, this is how I reacted then. And you're exploring it. And your body will probably start to feel some of the experiences in the areas. And I found that was very interesting when I was working with a lot of clients with the NMT that I was talking about in the first quarter. We had so many people that would come in with pretty much similar symptoms. And I noticed, and I started paying attention and keeping notes because we kept records on everybody. I had to keep charts just like any other doctor did. And I was noticing that people that had a lot of problems in the necks or in the shoulders, or they had their shoulders, I noticed that I would see they'd be way up in the ears, you know, just tight. They were very type A personalities. They were very inflexible or, you know, stubborn. And they always referred to somebody in their life as they're a pain in my neck. And yes, if they said they were a pain in the bum, that's where the pain seemed to be. It's really funny how the body will metaphorically go, oh, okay, you want a pain there. And it was doing this. I was keeping track. I had hundreds, thousands of patients over that 10-year period of time that I was doing that, and I was seeing a consistent pattern. So I started reading and doing my research. I was seeing that other people were finding the same conclusion, that were in energy medicine or energy healing. And so there's something to that. So I started working with a positive approach. I started addressing, let's talk about what you're saying in your words. How do you describe that situation? That's one of the keys right there. When you are remembering this memory that you don't like so much, and it's making you squirmy and uncomfortable, you're attached to it energetically, is what I'm saying. And we don't want to be attached to it because we don't want to keep reliving it. When we're attached to it, we're putting out a frequency that we want more of it, and that's what we're talking about. Now, think about it for a minute. If you were at a place where you were not attached, you wouldn't feel it. You'd see it, you'd remember it, but it wouldn't affect you the way it is right now. Now, if you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today on the Dr. Pat Show, and we're talking about the energy frequency of our memories and how they affect our health, and how they're really affecting your health to give you a signal as to what you need to do or what's causing the problem, and it gives you opportunity to work on it and release it. When we want to detach from a memory like this, we're looking to truly confront it. Like I say, it's like, okay, yes, that hurt me in the day. Yes, that was not so good, but you're taking a stand and you're not going to take it. You know, you're not going to let it go forward anymore. There's lots of different things you can do. It's a healing process. And sometimes if it's a big one, a very traumatic experience, there can be a grief process. You can feel it a little bit because it's not brushed under the rug anymore, which is why the body keeps nudging you, because it's trying to tell you it's still under the rug. It's still under the rug, so to speak. And it's funny how I noticed it was in that myofascia layer that I was talking about earlier, which is that layer just under the skin. It's like it's just under your body rug. And it's very literally, but metaphoric. It's very interesting. So learning the body and it telling you what's going on, you can find out exactly what's holding you back. You can learn how to move forward. You can find that there's things you can do that you never thought you could do. And it's all right within your body. All the messages are right there. Whether it's an arthritis, if it's, you know, oh, well, this is because my whole family's had this. I hear that too. My family's had this their whole life, so, you know, that means I'm going to get it. That's a belief, and a belief is a thought energy that tells the body, okay, this is what we're going to do because this is what I believe. So you're looking for those little areas of life that are something that you could tweak or shift, and start with a little bit at a time. When we first started a couple minutes ago, I said, look at the words you're using, and then start to change some of the words that you use on how you describe yourself, how you describe that ache or pain, how you describe that illness. How do you feel about it? I mean, do you feel anger? Do you feel like you'd just rather avoid it? This would help you identify the emotion. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. Do you have not something? And on a note on the dreams, I do want to address that, because dreams, even the nightmares, have really good information in them. And fear is usually the big culprit with the nightmares, just overwhelming you, causing the anxiety and things like that. They're intense. They can be very intense. I've gone through my period of them before, and they were really rough. I used to be terrified of them, and when I started taking this approach, they're just not there anymore unless there's something going on. If they come back, I know I need to address something. But you're looking to, it would be good to learn about your dreams and what they represent. Most of them are very metaphoric. Most of the details in them are, but a dream is always trying to tell you something that you need to know about yourself, not about what somebody else is doing to you. That's the big thing right there. It's not trying to tell you about somebody else doing anything to you. It's about what you need to know about yourself, no matter who aspect usually of you. And that's a wonderful way to objectively look at this kind of in a movie, so to speak. So when the dreams are coming in intense, it's important information. And if, you know, you're so afraid of dying, for example, and you keep dreaming of that, I've gone through those. So I've gone through being murdered, all kinds of stuff in my dreams. And it was, when I realized it was just ending a transitional period in my life, it just meant that I was ending a phase and I was going to begin another one. It was just being very literal, like, okay, it's the end of that one. So it's like little lifetimes in your dreams. So don't get caught up on that literal meaning of those. Now, for those just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jen. I'm sitting in for Dr. Pat today during this hour. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to keep on powering on about some of the different signals and how it affects the chakras. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Everything you can imagine is real. What is your big dream and how can you make it happen? Join Karen Florence and Martha Stratienko for a transformative modern vision quest in Lucca, Italy, November 2nd through the 9th, for a 6-day women's retreat in the ancient hills of Tuscany. For 12 of you lucky women, this vision quest is an amazing way to find our true spirit and manifest it in the world. This week-long program is full of fun, work, inspiration, and wonder, all in the magical and profoundly beautiful setting of Tuscany. We would love to have you join us for this once-in-a-lifetime trip. Spread the word and reserve your spot at visionquestitaly.com. That's visionquestitaly.com and like us at facebook.com/visionquestitaly.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
The Divine Divas Radio Show with Patricia Iris Cairns is dedicated to being love in action, light in illumination, and joy in jumping into the next new paradigms for humanity. Divine Divas Radio is evolutionary and soul-empowered, sharing insights of hope, love, and joy every Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join the Divas as we step into the new era of oneness and peace together. Visit DivineDivasRadio.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today on the Dr. Pat Show. And today we're talking about the energy of our memories. And we do have a caller that just called in, Maria from Bellevue. Let's bring her on, Benny.
Maria, you're there. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, Maria. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
And what now, do you have a particular question?
I'm having this cough for a little while now, and I don't know what it is, but I cannot get rid of it completely.
Okay, I heard part of that. You cannot get rid of, can you say it one
the
more
cough.
Time?
Coughing.
The cough. You have a cough.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a fit. Okay, great. Okay, good, because I was getting ready to talk about the chakras, and that's a fifth chakra. Obviously, that's in the throat. It can also go down into the lungs and the bronchial if that's all inflamed, and that's going to go, if you can't get rid of it, it's a lot to do with breathing in and taking in life the way it is. Sometimes we're having a hard time doing that. We read that as more of a fear of the way life's going. Even though we feel like we're handling it, we might be trying to control it, and we don't really like how it may be going in certain areas. A cough and constant things with ears, nose, throat is very much the fifth chakra, which is in the throat, and that's all about communication, and it's all about how you listen as well as how you communicate out. Do you clench your jaw?
No.
Okay, no clenching of the jaw. Sometimes that...
Oh, yes, sorry. Yes, I do nighttime.
Oh, okay.
I get on night guard.
Okay, that's what I thought. The clenching is a frustration. That's a frustration energy that you're not able to speak truthfully. It's more, we see that a lot with people that are just being very polite and they're very nice on the outside, but they're not really being honest about how they really truly feel about a situation. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. So if you were raised, or you've always been, if that's the way it has always been in your culture or the way you were raised and brought up, to be polite, don't go there, just keep that quiet. That can kind of build up as an energy that gets trapped in that fifth chakra. So your fifth chakra is telling you, and if those listeners out there don't know what I'm talking about a chakra, the chakra is an energy transformer, so to speak. It's more of an Eastern term with Eastern medicine, but it is we have them all throughout our body, and it's processing the energy. It can get backed up if there's a lot of it being caught there, kind of like a stopped up kitchen sink. And so for you, honestly, finding a way to express your truth, not necessarily to the people that you're having trouble doing that with, but expression and finding a way to express the way you really feel. It may be journaling, it may be painting, it may be just screaming into a pillow for you, and it's not going to hurt anybody. Do you see what I mean?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. Those are ways to release that energy. If you are not about yoga, yoga can help you with that. There's a yoga pose called lion face. That's what it's called. And it's very much about expressing and releasing the energy of the throat chakra, the fifth chakra. You basically are opening your mouth as wide as you can, sticking your tongue out as far as you can. And it's like sticking your tongue out at the world and laughing about it. If you have children around, play the game with children. Like, let's see who has the longest tongue or something like that.
Oh.
Because you won't feel so silly doing it, because sometimes we don't want to do that as grown-ups because we've lost some of that child fun, you know. But that will help your jaw where you're having a little bit of the TMJ. It will help the energy, and you're looking to do some deep breathing down deep into your belly, because the breathing is learning how to accept life now, like allow it in. Not try to control life, just allow it in. And some of it feels like there's probably more dominance coming from another person. Is that true?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, yeah, that's why you have it clenching in the jaw. This is all related. This is all related. And so your focus would be clearing the throat chakra. It's also going to be working with the third chakra. And that's right at your solar plexus, right, you know, right down at your solar plexus, just above your navel, because that's where your power center is. You're looking for who has your power. Do you have it or has somebody else got it? Who has, you know, and you want to have that, you want to take that back, so to speak. It's not to go out and have a big fight. Not, this is all metaphoric, but it's not being afraid to take your power back and be a strong woman in your own right and knowing that you can make decisions for yourself and you can trust them. So you're going to be working. This is a gradual process for you on embracing your own power for your own self and what's right for you. And this is a big one. This is a big one. I won't kid you on that. If you have someone that you can work with, it would be helpful to help you clear that energy, like energy clearing. I can do it remotely. I do sessions all over the world through Skype or a phone, but if you have someone right there in person that you like to use, and go to them as well, but have someone help you clear it. But then it's going to pile right back unless you learn to shift how you're communicating. So I would say for you, you want to ask. I always go to Gabriel, Archangel Gabriel, when I need help with communication. And being in radio and everything that I do, I work with him all the time, and he's great for communication. I would ask him to help you with this because he is great with communication.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Jane. And I would like your phone number or website again.
Yes, I'm at jenroyster.com, JennRoyster.com. My show is on Thursdays. You can go probably look at the show page, and the link will be there on the website at Transformation Talk Radio. You can go over to the website, and you can see what's going on over there. And my show is on Thursday mornings for you. I think you're out west, right? You in Washington? Yeah, it'll be on.
Sure.
My show's tomorrow at 8 a.m. But that is what's going on with your energy field. You have quite a bit. So you're looking at third chakra and fifth chakra. All your chakras, what you want is for them to be in a balance where they're processing energy properly. But it can get very tight and down because for you, it's almost an anxiety to take it in. You're a little bit afraid to take it all the way in, like it's going to be too much or it's going to hurt because it probably did one time. And so you're looking to overcome that and detach that you're not that person anymore. You needed to survive before, and you needed to be polite and do all that before because of the situation, but you don't need to be that way now. So it's learning to realize that you're not in that, and now you're in a place where you can start to take your power back and become who you really are and embrace life fully. Then you'll find that you won't have so many respiratory issues. It's gonna decrease them. When I grew up, I actually had a similar experience. When I grew up, I had to be quiet about a lot of things. And I had the whole thing going on, and I had chronic sinus infections, chronic throat problems, infections, coughs, you name it. And I don't have them anymore. I mean, I think I might have one in the last 5 years, maybe. And I just don't get it anymore. But when I know that it's coming, I go, oops, time for me to get balanced because I know I've gotten out of balance somehow. So even though we're teaching this, we're not perfect at it either. It's not about being perfect. It's about listening to the messages your body's giving you. So you're looking to embrace life and not feel like you have to walk on eggshells so much. Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are very welcome. Thank you for your call, Maria, and I wish you the best. I'm sending you a big energy hug right now.
Oh, lovely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Wow, that was a good call. That's a very common one that I've heard in my practice. And another common one that I've seen is the arthritis or the joint problems. Arthritis is very common when there's years and years and years of pent-up resentment or anger that you had to suppress because you were in a situation where you just couldn't express it, or if you did, you'd end up, you know, getting in trouble or breaking. You know, we don't want to be out there breaking laws and hurting other people. It's finding a way to redirect the energy without causing harm to another, and that can be done. Fear and anger and resentment, they're part of us. They're who we are. We have to acknowledge that part of us, but then we want it to just flow and move on and disconnect from it and allow it to move through and let it go, not keep it. And that's the big trick there. Everybody feels they got to hold it, but it's not about it expressing all over the place and attacking someone else. It's about finding a redirection for it. You can do that through exercise or a hobby or an outlet or music. Music's a good one. Music frequencies are amazing for that. If you guys are just tuning in, we've been talking about the energy frequency of our memories and how we can release that and how it's manifesting on our body, and our body's telling us different signals and messages to help us understand what we're trying to release. We have a map we walk around with every day, and our body is an antenna, and it will let you know when you learn how to pay attention to it. I'm Dr. Jen, filling in for Dr. Pat today on the Dr. Pat Show. When we come back, we're going to power on, and if you would like to call in for a read, I can take probably one more caller in the last 15 minutes. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the number is 1-800-930-2819. We will be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Okay, we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat today on the Dr. Pat Show, and we've been talking about the energy of our memories and how they affect our health, and it's been very interesting today, and we do have another caller. We have a couple of them out there, but let's see if we can take Pam.
Yep, and Pam is calling in from Snoqualmie, Washington, and she had a question about her chakras or chakra systems. So, Pam, okay. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Hi. Yes, I was thinking my chakras might be low. I haven't worked with chakras in a long time, and I was reading something last night in a book about using a pendulum to check how your chakras are, whether it's the pendulum swung clockwise or counterclockwise. And counterclockwise was not good. And when I was trying to check my own, I was getting counterclockwise. But maybe you can't really check your own.
Well, you know, the pendulum does work. Are you using a crystal or quartz on it?
Quartz, uh-huh.
Okay, yeah. Well, the reason that works well, it is actually an easy way to do it if you're, you know, not quite picking it up like the way I am, okay? Or, you know, because everybody can learn eventually. But when we're first starting out, the pendulum can work. The quartz is a very good way to determine what you have going on. But it also is just be patient and try it two or three times. You're going to take this. This is going to sound funny coming from an energy healer, but I am very scientific with my approach, actually. You're going to want to take two or three reads on the same one. Do it two or three times. Don't just do one test and that's it.
Okay. I did do it a couple times, but I just wasn't sure if I was really doing it
the right way or something.
Or maybe it's just something better to do on someone else than to try to do on yourself.
Well, you might be able to get the swing of your pendulum easier working on somebody else, because it can. You got to give it a minute to stop moving, and then allow it to move. And it can take a minute or two, you know, to be patient with it. Sometimes we just don't wait long enough. It might be easier holding so you can get the hang of it. You know, if you have a friend or someone that you can, or family member that you can practice with, you can do it with yourself, though, and that's not a problem. But you're just getting used to aligning with your pendulum so you can read it and you're clear with it and trusting what it's telling you. Now, I do feel, did you put across all of your, all the main seven, or?
Seven anyway.
I'm sorry, what
six
was that?
Six of the seven.
Okay. Again, I'm feeling something from the third one down a little bit more that's dense for you and its energy. It feels heavier in the first through the third chakra. That's what I'm feeling or picking up. So, you know, I don't know if you're feeling that or see that, but that I'm feeling something from the third chakra down. It feels a little bit more, it feels dense there. Obviously, the energy can only go up from the lower to the higher, so you have to go to the lower first, because then once you get that balance, and it, you know, sometimes people will find that now they have a lot going on in the throat. You have a little bit of balancing to do. I do feel that a good clearing would do you well. I feel that you've had to do a lot of managing a situation.
You
don't have to go into detail.
With my spouse, I tend to hold a lot of things in and try not to upset him and so forth. So
right, yeah, and I feel that you go and you fix and you put out little fires, so to speak, so it doesn't cause someone else to be upset. That's exactly what I was feeling. It's like, oh, let me take care of that so that person doesn't get all upset. Yeah, that is people-pleasing a little bit, we call that. And it's also a survival sometimes if you live with a, or if you're around, not just live, but, you know, if you're around a situation where the person or the group is very dominant. You're looking to clear and also find a way where you don't feel afraid to be truthful for you. People go through this a lot. They will stay in situations that they just tolerate because they don't want to cause any problems. And you'll find that you'll get to the point where it's either do something about it or you give up. So you don't want to be like that. You want to release it. You want to let go. Yes, other people that are used to you just going with what they want all the time, and they've always had the control or the wheel, yeah, they're going to buck a little bit. I'm not going to say they're not. But you can do it, Brad. But what you're looking for is to kind of gradually and gently transition and find a way to be you. Because if anybody is not allowing that, it's because we've given them our power over us.
We actually do that.
I know. Then we have to deal with being angry at ourselves because we did it. And we don't want to do that either. So I would start, and I would start with this gently and one day at a time, finding a way to truly clear your energy, whether you're doing it yourself or doing it with an energy healer, or if you're going to Reiki or something, work with the energy and focus on clearing those chakras, because what I'm being told right now is, and thank you for that, Archangel Michael is coming in because he wants you to, he's coming in for you because he says you need to feel safe. You need to feel safe that you can come out of your shell, so to speak. That is the angel to work with to feel safe. He's a beautiful angel to work with. I work with him every day. I don't do anything without feeling a shield around me from him. He's amazing. And now I don't walk in fear anymore, and I did for years when I went through some tough things. I've gone through every bit of what we're talking about trying to come out of this, and this angel just has shown me that it's an illusion of what I'm so afraid of, and it can just, you take it one step at a time. You ask for that shielding. You ask for his guidance, you know, and he'll let you know. I have never had a better life since when I started working with him every day. And that's a gift. That's not worshiping an angel for those that are not used to what I'm talking about. That is allowing the angels that are there to help us to come into our life and do something to lift us in a time that's tough. When you have fear going on, there's a lot of energy clearing to do. You've absorbed a lot of energy that's not yours. You're trying to process energy that's not yours. Am I making sense to you?
Uh-huh.
Is that, you're just like fixing everything.
Yeah.
You're just fixing it.
Fixing things and trying to avoid things.
Yeah, you're kind of like the mother of everybody. And so,
yeah.
And you know, actually when we do that, when we're fixing it for people, we're kind of enabling them to stay where they are in their growth too. We're not really letting them feel it and work it out for themselves along their own journey. It took me a while to realize that. Once I did, and I started pulling back and stopped trying to do all that, all the relationships I was so afraid were going to hurt me, they got better. And then some that needed to go away did. You know, it does shift some of them. So it's not a choice that can be made for you. It's a choice that you make for yourself, because that's the whole thing here with the energy. It's about everybody's being free to choose for themselves, where you're feeling like you don't have that for yourself.
So you have to
decide it, and you have to do it. It's very, very powerful when you start to take your power back and feel confident in your own choices. It means loving the woman and the feminine energy that you have and knowing that it can hold you up and it's not weak. You have a bit going on in there, and I think that's wonderful that you got the pendulum, because I think it's time for you to really start clearing. Allow the clearings to just bring up and cough up whatever you need to work on first, because it works in layers. Just work on one thing at a time, and don't try to do it all at once. It doesn't have to be perfect, and just go with that flow and work on it as you can. I want to thank you for your call. I'm about running out of time here. But
Pam, thank you for your help.
You are so welcome, Pam. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
For all of you guys that have been listening, I want to say thank you for listening. I've been filling in for Dr. Pat on her show. I'm Dr. Jen. If you'd like to listen to my show, it's on Thursday mornings at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern. And we have all kinds of metaphysical topics that we talk about. If you would like to learn more about me, You can go to my website at jenroyster.com. That's JenRoyster.com. I want to say thank you. I'm sending out a big burst of energy and hugs to all of the listeners for Dr. Pat and to Dr. Pat herself. Namaste. Oh, I beg
and please. Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
Are you frustrated by what's happening for you around sex and relationships? Do you long for something different without knowing how to create it? Susan Lazar Hart of Right Relationship for You provides a fresh point of view and practical tools in a light, fun, funny, irreverent, and ultimately life-changing way. Get ready for a new possibility. Visit us at rightrelationshipforyou.com. That's rightrelationshipforyou.com.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.